WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. St. Mary's Catholic Center in Northgate recently received its largest gift in the midst of its $20 million new church campaign.
We were just flabbergasted.
Executive Director of Development Frank Shannon says the founder and president of Jason's Deli Corporation, Joe Tortoris, and his wife Shelley increased their initial pledge of $1 million to $3
million. The $2 million increase that they made in their pledge got us from $11.5 million to $13.5 million. So it's a game changer for us. It gets us that much closer to the goal and so much more reality. We're really excited.
More information about St. Mary's new church campaign is online at aggiecatholic.org. The Brazos Valley African American Museum has been chosen to host the Smithsonian's traveling exhibit Hometown Teams. And, you know, it's, wait, here we go. Sorry. Thought we were going to have a frozen computer screen, but I do have some audio for you.
Whether you enjoy watching sports or just hearing about sports, there's history related to sports artifacts, as well as the equality in sports, as well as the commerce and culture of sports.
The museum's director, Crystal Carter, says they're kicking things off this Saturday from 3 to 5 with a grand opening tailgate. They're also looking for volunteers to help with the grand opening event and throughout the duration of the exhibit. If you're interested, go online to bvaam.org. Texas A&M reports sewage from a newly renovated dorm went to the wrong place for the last 8 months. According to a statement released by A&M, the university discovered this week the sanitary sewer drainage line from the newly renovated Whitley Hall dorm was improperly connected to the storm drain. From last August until Tuesday, more than 1 million gallons of sewage flowed into two detention ponds on the A&M campus golf course, then south to Wolfpin Creek. A&M has notified the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and the City of College Station. Additional information is online at WTAW.com. Bryan police continue to look for the driver of a pickup that crashed and killed a passenger early yesterday morning. The passenger was identified as 51-year-old Pete Flores Jr. of Bryan. He was killed after the truck left Coulter Drive near William Joel Bryan and struck a tree. Bryan police report there will be various lane closures today between 8:30 and 1 as their investigation continues. Last October, the Bryan City Council gave the go-ahead for a new development of more than 300 homes at Highway 30 in Hardy-Weedon Road, near the College Station city limits. There will be three different utility companies serving the Yaupon Trails development. Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson, during a visit on our show, was asked about College Station providing sewer services.
Having some challenges, you know, College Station's growing very fast. They've got a lot of infrastructure needs, and that's obviously a very important project to the city of Bryan. And, you know, we'll say College Station's working as hard as they can to honor their commitment.
College Station's interim deputy city manager, Dave Coleman, says the delay is due to a proposal to move the location of a sewer lift station.
I think the result is actually going to be a lot better because now we have actual development going on and we can build the infrastructure so that it matches that.
Coleman says the change requires an amendment to an interlocal agreement that will have to be approved by both city councils. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It is 74 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show, 979-695-1620, powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. More news at 6:30. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Think your child ever gets enough sports? Wrong. Registration for Central Sports Flag Football and Volleyball has begun for the fall season at Central Baptist Church. Central Sports Flag Football is specially designed for 4-year-olds through the 6th grade, and girls volleyball is 1st through 6th grade. Register your child today for some great fun and start building their confidence and good character. Coach and referee volunteers are also needed. Come join the Central Sports team. For more information and registration for Central Sports Flag Football and Girls Volleyball, visit centralbcs.org/sports or call 776-9977. WC Tractor is having a party. Join the guys at WCT Bryan on May 5th for some food, friends, and fun. There's incredible one-day-only party specials on equipment, one-day-only discounts on parts, and you can register to win a free Kubota zero-turn mower. The food and drinks are free, and Bill Moak and the Highway 105 Band will be playing live during lunch. Come for the specials, have a bite to eat, and stick around for some good tunes and savings on WCT products. Remember, that's WC Tractor and Bryan on May 5th. Drop by for details or check them out at WCTractor.com.
Ronnie Mike and Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
Did you know it's National Karistan Month?
That's right, Ronnie Mike. There are lots of new styles and colors, and area rugs are 50% off. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:11. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Pattern's going to change very little weather-wise right into the start of the weekend. We have high pressure locked up to our east, a cold front off to the north and west. Clouds, maybe a shower or thunderstorm today, pretty close to 85. There could be a shower or thunderstorm in a few spots overnight, lows 65 to 70. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow afternoon, 80 to 85. Maybe a few showers and thunderstorms Saturday too, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, things are all knotted up at a game apiece in the second round series between the Houston Rockets and the Utah Jazz. The Jazz got the better of the Rockets last night in Houston. Here's Houston head man, Mike D'Antoni. Where are you at, Mike?
They were hitting things that, you know, we just didn't have the necessary. Then we started switching and not switching, and we got messed up because we didn't have the right intensity.
So we'll hear a little bit more of his take from the loss, also touching on the Rangers and Astros, who also lost yesterday. So a whole lot of losing going on in the state. All that and more coming up in sports.
All right, bunch of losers.
Yeah,
losers.
Pretty much.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to figure out how much people spend on their kids.
Okay.
Depends on what state you live in.
Okay.
Well, that makes sense because cost of living changes.
Well, that very well could be. The computers today are like Fight Club, okay?
Computers, okay.
Yeah. Don't talk about the computer.
Right.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, you had a, while you were having an issue, I was too.
Okay. Oh, that would have been fun.
Yeah, so we don't want to talk about it.
Yeah,
today,
don't talk about it.
So, we have kind of exciting display coming to the African American Museum. That ought to be pretty cool.
We do, and it is this museum is one of seven in the state that will host this traveling exhibit, so it's a pretty cool deal.
Excellent. And, you know, that's the idea, is if you have a place and you want to get people to come there, then sometimes having an exhibit helps.
Yeah.
Notice how I tied that into this story.
Okay.
Because I'm a radio professional.
Good segue.
Yes. Let's go to the nation's last Blockbuster video store.
Oh, where is it?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's in Anchorage, Alaska.
Oh, okay. That's a close drive.
Yeah. Well, the idea is
skipping a jump.
It's a little bit of a different lifestyle for those folks up there. So the concept of a Blockbuster could still work. And so there's quite a celebrity buzz there at the Anchorage, Alaska Blockbuster. For nearly 2 weeks, a celebrity jockstrap has been on display.
What?
Oh.
that's his name?
Who?
Wait, I'm confused. Is that the name of someone, or
No. It was apparently it was worn by Russell Crowe in the 2005 movie Cinderella Man.
Oh, okay.
Recently became part of a celebrity auction in which Crowe put it up there for sale.
Uh-huh.
Where it caught the eye of HBO's Last Week Tonight guy, John Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
Oliver purchased the
jockstrap.
Yep, that'd be the one. And some other items, and sent them to Anchorage, which has one of the last remaining big box TV video chain stores. Video stores trying to stave off that streaming movie thing. I don't know if you've heard about Netflix. It may catch on.
Oh, yeah. I think, yeah.
It's gaining some popularity. So anyway, Mr. Oliver also sent along a robe and some boxing shorts that were worn by Russell Crowe in a movie, I think, the actor's hood from Robin Hood, also
okay.
the vest
yeah.
from Les Miserables. So, but the prize is the jockstrap.
Yeah.
Anyhow, he said, the manager of the store said, it is the very first jockstrap memorabilia I think we've had.
Probably.
Yeah. By the way, the folks at this Blockbuster have their own jackets. On the back it says, Blockbuster Alaska, the last frontier.
Oh,
that's
very
awesome.
Good.
Yeah, it's
very
nice. Sweet.
I wonder what it costs to rent a video there because, you know, quite honestly, in the far-flung states like Alaska and Hawaii, it's a little more expensive for things that because you'll
True.
Hear like at Applebee's you get such and such, not good in Alaska and
yeah.
Hawaii. So wondering how much it costs to rent a video there.
Hmm.
Now, do they have an online presence?
Oh, that I do not know.
Oh, you just happened to see a picture.
Yeah, yeah. This was on a separate article
okay,
that somebody
well,
was writing about it.
All right. Well, anyhow, fortunately, if you want, well, or unfortunately, if you want to see the piece of clothing, that's on Yahoo News this morning.
Sticking with the 30s theme, by the way, with this.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's when the Cinderella Man was set, I
okay,
believe.
Okay.
Info.
Mation.
Had no idea.
So much info.
Protect yourself at all times.
Well, and apparently, looking at the Blockbuster, there are several glass display cases, so maybe they have
yeah.
any number of items of memorabilia for people.
Well,
to
they've got all the stuff you mentioned, all of Russell Crowe's
okay,
things. So
there you are. That's great.
Robe's pretty nice.
Yeah. Looking at, you know, right now.
Hi,
yeah.
I'm Evelyn Webster, the Chief Assistant District Clerk for 10 years. I've known Margaret Meese since I started working in the District Clerk's Office. Margaret's knowledge in dealing with Brazos County District Clerk's Office for the past 29 years is second to none. She knows the intricacies of the district clerk's duties and responsibilities. As an attorney, she knows the laws and rules the district clerk's office faces daily. This knowledge, combined with her dedication and service-driven attitude, is why Margaret Meese is the only choice for Brazos County District Clerk. If Margaret says she is doing it, it gets done right and immediately. For the good of Brazos County, please join me in casting your vote for Margaret Meese.
Hi, I'm Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. I have more than just a willing desire to serve our community. I have the knowledge and expertise to get the job done well, effectively, and efficiently. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Schulte Roofing, and Hargrove Insurance.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There you go. Just a little light drizzle this morning. Just a small amount out there, but
it's just nasty.
74.
Yeah.
Humidity's 91%.
It's sticky.
Yeah. And again, I was thinking 2 weeks ago we wouldn't be talking about 80 by 8 very soon,
yeah.
but it's around the corner. Hey, as far as your chances of rain, just so you know, by the end of tomorrow, Friday, we'll be at a 70% chance of rain. Then we got a 70% chance on Friday night as well, and a 50% on Saturday, so we'll see. And then it's
just in time for the weekend.
That's right. Got first Friday, the grand opening of the Queen.
Yeah,
so that's perfect timing.
Yeah,
yeah, you got
kind
baseball
of a, kind
happening.
Of a
Cinco de Mayo on
baseball.
Saturday.
Oh, well, that doesn't matter. That can be inside sports.
WC Tractor.
Yeah.
That can be inside sports.
I'm hanging out at WC Tractor on Saturday.
Are
we're
you?
Doing a live remote.
Oh,
so
really?
We're supposed to have music and food.
Okay. Well, you can eat food inside.
You know,
well,
and the
true.
Problem is it's not a disadvantage for Florida because they're used to this weather.
That's right.
They're used to the sticky,
yeah.
humid,
Yeah,
hot.
They're bringing swamp critters.
Or
with
Houston.
Them, probably, even. Yeah, that too. So we'll see how all that happens. When is that first game for Friday? What time is that?
6:30.
A night game? Yeah, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That'll work out well.
Yeah.
I got tickets too. So
I'll bring my poncho.
Yeah. Okay, your modesty poncho it has a little fish on it or whatever.
Oh, Chelsea doesn't wear the modesty
whales.
One.
Yeah, whales. Okay, so Zach, did you say you had tickets as well?
Yeah.
Oh, you paid for tickets to sit in the stands for that game? Anyway.
Paid?
Paid?
What? We don't pay?
If you know the right people in this town.
That's where it matters. That's true. That would happen. All right, so here we go. It's day 123. Ooh, 123.
123.
Yep, got 242 left. All right, okay. So there you are. It's World Password Day. And, of course, we discussed that... this whole password thing can be really a problem.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that, in fact, it was one guy who came up with this idea of you have to have a character in it, you have to have one capital letter in it, when, in fact, a much more efficient password is to think of a phrase and use the first letter of each word in that phrase. That's a lot harder to break than some of that other stuff. So just saying, if you want to do that. It's Two Different Color Shoes Day.
Oh.
If you dress in the dark, I guess that could happen.
I know somebody who insists on wearing different colored socks.
Insists? Like they won't wear matching?
That's their thing. Okay. They don't wear matching socks.
Do they make you notice? Do they make you look?
Yeah, because that's just for attention.
Sometimes.
All right. It's also World Press Freedom Day. All right. Garden Meditation Day.
Meditate in your garden.
Yeah. Lumpy Rug Day.
Might want to check. What makes a rug?
Yeah. What exactly is under there?
Well, ooh. Yeah, you left something there. National Chocolate Custard Day. Pop Over Day.
Ooh, I love a good little pop over.
Yep. And National Textiles Day.
Okay.
Those are big.
Yeah. And Paranormal Day.
Ooh.
Paranormal.
Ooh. I've told you about the ghost hunt I went on.
Really?
Back in grad school, yeah. It was a story I covered.
All right, we'll go back and talk about that a little bit later on and just that whole paranormal world. In the meantime, we got some birthdays.
Birthdays for today, we got some big ones. Palm Clementeef is turning 32.
Oh, let's start there.
You may know her as Mantis on Avengers Infinity War and the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
But she's kind of cute, but she does. She like holds...
What's her name again?
Palm Clementeef.
Of course.
Okay.
But she has like little antennas and she can sense feelings.
In the movie, not in real life.
Yeah. Not in real life.
Okay, got it.
As far as I know.
Yeah. Really.
Cheryl Burke is turning 34, right. Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
She's one of the dancers.
And she judges too.
Oh, she judges now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I didn't know she was a judge now. But anyways, yeah, she's turning 34. Eric Church is turning 41.
Okay. Well, yeah, there you are, Dave. Yeah.
So let's put a drink in your hand for this Thursday. Eric Church is turning 41. Christina Hendricks is turning 43. Joan from Mad Men.
Oh, okay.
I'm a big fan. Uh-huh. She's also on NBC show Good Girls.
All right.
So I don't know anybody who watches that, but if you do, then congratulations. Dulé Hill is turning 43. I think I pronounced that first name right. You'll know him as Gus on Psych, Alex on Suits, Larry on Ballers. He was also Charlie Young on the West Wing. He's the presidential aide.
Was he invited to the wedding?
The wedding.
Oh, because he was on Suits.
Yeah.
Probably not. So hopefully Harvey was.
We'll see.
Dame Dash is turning 47. He co-founded Rockefeller Records with Jay-Z. They had a major falling out. Dame sold his stake in the label for $10 million. Stake in Rockaware for $22 million. So he made it out okay.
Well, I just learned a lot of stuff.
I didn't know
anything about.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Amy Ryan is turning 50. Holly Flax on The Office. Christopher Cross turning 67. Peace is the word. That's not the right one.
No.
Yeah.
Whoa, hold on. Here we go.
That's good.
So there you go.
He won like, 8 Grammys in 1 year, and then you never heard from him again.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
he had 3 top 10 hits. This one, which was Arthur's theme.
Yeah.
Sailing and Ride Like the Wind. He's from San Antonio, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Originally.
Yeah.
Cool. So anyways, he's turning 67. Greg Gumbel is turning 72. Ron Popeil. Yeah, him too. He's turning 83.
That's the set it and forget it guy.
Yeah. Infomercial genius behind The Pocket Fisherman, Hair in a Can, Smokeless Ashtray, Chop-O-Matic.
Commercial.
Who doesn't?
We got some hair in a can for Tom one time.
Oh,
did you really?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Did that work?
Yeah, well, it what it ended up doing is it causes little crystals to connect, and the crystals are maybe, I don't know, a tenth of an inch long, eighth of an inch long, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And they just, it kind of mats up and becomes this... covering is pretty bizarre. Of course, it needs to be a color match or you have a problem.
Right. I take it you can't wear a ball cap with this either.
Yeah,
right?
No, it was very bizarre. Yeah,
okay. Anyways, I'd love to see a picture of that if you got any around. Yeah. And Frankie Valli is turning 84, leader of the Four Seasons. Here you go. Title song of Grease, of course, Big Girls Don't Cry, Walk Like a Man,
Four Seasons,
December 1963.
Yeah. And Jersey Boys, he makes money off of that.
Yeah.
It's his life story.
That's what the Jersey Boys based off
of. It's good money. All right, there you are, 624.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so we saw another pathetic attempt yesterday by the failed special prosecutor Robert Mueller to entice President Trump into sitting down for a perjury trap interview. Okay, if that's the rule, that means we'll follow Hillary's rules. And that means the interview will not be conducted under oath. It will not be recorded. It will not be transcribed in any way. Well, by the way, those are the Hillary rules. And before the interview, Mueller's team must agree to prepare an exoneration, just like they did for Hillary. And also, Mueller must agree to destroy any incriminating digital evidence that they may have against Trump. And they did that for Cheryl Mills. And of course, you've got to appoint somebody to do the interview that's pro-Trump. It was like Peter Strzok interviewed Hillary.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Every business needs great people, and the better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Glenn Brewer, president of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. On Thursday, June 7th, the Chamber of Commerce, title sponsor Alan Samuel Chevrolet, and team sponsors the Physician Center Hospital and the Ranch Harley-Davidson will host the 11th annual Community Softball Classic. This tribute to our first responders also benefits the 100 Club.
Join me, College Station Fire Chief Jonathan McMahon, as local firefighters and police officers battle it out at the home of the Brazos Valley Bombers. All tickets are $9 and good for admission to the Bombers game that immediately follows.
This is Bryan Police Chief Eric Buskey. We look forward to seeing you on June 7th at the Chamber of Commerce Community Softball Classic, a tribute and salute to our first responders. Gates open at 4:30 p.m. and you can order tickets at www.bvbombers.com. For more information, call the Chamber at 979-260-5200.
Come out and support the Softball Classic and see who takes the bragging rights for winning the title.
The best is back. Time is running out to make your nominations for the 18th year of the Best of the Brazos Valley. Tell us your best places to shop, dine, live, work, and play. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to thebestofthebrazos.com. Thanks in part to our sponsors, Brazos Valley Flooring Design, Cake Junkie, Aggieland Apartment Finders, and Mike's Barber Studio. Make sure your favorites are on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com today.
Hey, good morning, 628, News Talk 1620, WTAW, in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, weather brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts, Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. We've got about a 20% chance of some showers today. Going to be plenty humid, and winds will be out of the south at about 15 to 20, gusting up to 25. Tonight, 70 for our low temperature. And then on Friday, we've got a 40% chance of showers, mainly after 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That chance of rain elevates to 70%. We could get between a tenth and a quarter of an inch of rain. And then Friday night, we're looking at a 70% chance of showers. Winds are going to shift around out of the north at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. For Saturday, it looks like a 50-50 chance of showers out there with winds out of the north at 5 to 10. Then the rain starts to taper off, and Sunday and Monday look like we'll be in the middle 80s with lots of sunshine. But right now, winds out of the south at 13, 91% relative humidity, overcast skies. And we've got 74 degrees out there.
Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. A U.S. trade delegation has arrived in China for talks on tariffs, with state media saying China will stand up to U.S. bullying if need be, but it's better to work things out at the bargaining table. A breakthrough deal to fundamentally change China's economic policies is viewed as highly unlikely during the two-day visit, though a package of short-term Chinese measures could delay a U.S. decision to impose tariffs on about $50 billion worth of Chinese exports. Two black men arrested for sitting at a Philadelphia Starbucks without ordering anything have settled with the city for a symbolic $1 each and a promise from officials to set up a $200,000 program for young entrepreneurs. The arrest on April 12th touched off a furor around the country over racial profiling. Bayer says pressure from a stronger euro would translate into a decline in earnings this year as it prepares to close its $62.5 billion takeover of St. Louis-based seeds maker Monsanto. On Wall Street, futures are modestly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Texas A&M reports sewage from a newly renovated dorm went to the wrong place for the last 8 months. According to a statement released by A&M, the university discovered this week that the sanitary sewer drainage line from the newly renovated Whitley Hall dorm was improperly connected to the storm drain. From last August until Tuesday, more than 1 million gallons of sewage flowed into two detention ponds on the A&M campus golf course, then south to Wolfpin Creek. A&M has notified the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and the city of College Station. Additional information is online at WTAW.com. Three different utility providers are involved in the construction of more than 300 homes in East Bryan, near the College Station city limits. Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson, who was asked on our show about the progress of extending sewer service to Yaupon Trails at Highway 30 and Hardy Whedon Rose Road, says it has been a challenge.
Certainly, we are eager to see College Station be able to provide services out there so we can continue to grow. The infrastructure there is just like everywhere else. I mean, we're growing very fast. That's a new area, and you have to put new lines out there. It takes longer.
College Station's interim deputy city manager, Dave Coleman, says the location of a sewer lift station has been changed, and that will require both city councils to approve an amendment to an interlocal agreement.
It puts infrastructure in place that makes a lot more sense. It'll be less operational cost for College Station, less installation cost for all the parties.
Coleman anticipates the lift station to be in operation a year from now. Bryan police have not found the driver of a pickup involved in a crash early yesterday morning that killed a passenger. 51-year-old Pete Flores Jr. of Bryan died after the truck left Coulter Drive and struck a tree. BPD has announced various lane closures today between 8:30 and 1 in the area of Coulter and William Joel Bryan as officers continue their investigation. A College Station woman was in and out of jail on Monday following her arrest on a charge of intoxication assault with a vehicle causing serious bodily injury.
27-year-old Tamara Murphy is accused of having a blood alcohol level more than 2.5 times the legal limit. That's after being involved in crashes at two locations during the early morning hours on March 4th. According to the arrest report from College Station Police, a pickup driven by Murphy struck several vehicles in the parking lot of the Park Place Shopping Center at Texas and Southwest Parkway. About 20 minutes later, police responded to a pickup that caught fire after striking a tree on Foxfire Lane. Murphy and a passenger were taken to the hospital, and the passenger was admitted with a spinal fracture. Murphy's blood alcohol level was 0.209, according to the arrest report. A Bryan man breaking up with his girlfriend after a six-year relationship landed him in the emergency room. That's according to an arrest report from Bryan Police, which accuses the girlfriend of stabbing the man four times with two knives. Victim told officers after the woman threw the first knife at him, which bounced off his shirt, he said she got a second knife. The man was treated for a cut and a puncture wound to an arm and two small puncture wounds under his chest. 29-year-old Antoinette Washington was arrested for aggravated assault of a family member with a deadly weapon. Washington told officers her ex grabbed her around the throat with both of his hands. The officers reported Washington had no visible injuries. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
St. Mary's Catholic Center in Northgate is $2 million closer to building a new church. Executive Director of Development Frank Shannon says Joe and Shelley Tortoris recently increased their new church campaign pledge from $1 million to $3 million, making it the largest gift St. Mary's has ever received.
The way he lives and works as an Aggie, as an owner of a successful business, as just a committed Catholic Christian man, and Shelley too, you know, these are just great people. Their example are as much a game changer, really, for the lives of these kids as is their gift.
Joe Tortoris, class of 1970, is the founder and president of Jason's Deli Corporation. Find more information about St. Mary's new church campaign online at aggiecatholic.org. A new exhibit opens this weekend at the Brazos Valley African American Museum. Director Crystal Carter says they are one of seven museums in the state of Texas to host the Smithsonian exhibit, Hometown Teams, How Sports Shape America.
So even if you may not have played sports, but you are a fan of sports, or you enjoy learning about sports and the history of sports, there is information and items here for all of those.
Carter says volunteers are still needed for Saturday's grand opening event and the duration of the exhibit, which is on display through June 9th. Find more information online at bvaam.org. The developer of the high-speed bullet train between Houston and Dallas has taken the next step towards construction. Texas Central has announced hiring a project manager as they move closer towards its anticipated start of construction. A news release from Texas Central states San Francisco-based Bechtel Engineering, which has an office in Houston, has completed more than 300 major train and subway projects. Bechtel is among four firms hired by Texas Central in the planning of the bullet train, which remains under review by the Federal Railroad Administration. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It is 74 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
The Best is back. Time is running out to make your nominations for the 18th year of the Best of the Brazos Valley. Tell us your best places to shop, dine, live, work, and play. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to thebestofthebrazos.com. Thanks in part to our sponsors, SoCo at Tower Point Apartments, Brazos Moving and Storage, Gilmore Electric Express, and Bottom Line Bookkeeping. Make sure your favorites are on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com today.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, winner of the Kubota Elite Certified Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 17 straight years. Home of the Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch.
Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the number one selling compact tractor in Texas, the new Kubota L2501F 24.8 horsepower, along with the 3-point quick hitch and a 5-foot box blade for only $10,599 cash price. Or with financing less than $114 per month, upgrade to a 4-wheel drive and get monthly payments of only $129 per month. Remember, Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, online, normandytractor.com. Remember, for the largest selection and best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:39. Infomaniacs, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Check some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing. If you need a new roof due to recent high winds and hail damage, for over 40 years, United Roofing has been your roofing insurance claim specialist. Don't have to call an 800 number for United. They're local. Call the pros at 846-ROOF or visit unitedroofingpros.com. Here you are.
More clouds today. There's the chance for a shower or thunderstorm. Right now, the best rain is up in the northern part of the state. Temperatures are going to be very close to 85. Tonight, we'll have clouds. There's the chance for a shower or storm during the nighttime hours. It'll be 65 to 70 by morning. Tomorrow, scattered showers and storms, highs 80 to 85. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Chance for showers and thunderstorms Saturday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it was not a good night for things, or for I should say teams in the Lone Star State. The Texas Rangers and Houston Astros both came up on the short side, and the Houston Rockets were unable to get it done against the Utah Jazz in Game 2 of their second round series. We'll cover all of those games, as well as plenty of other Aggie sports coming up in sports.
So I'm just hearing this morning about this ISIS-type plot in Frisco, Texas.
What?
A 17-year-old student has been arrested and accused of planning an ISIS-inspired mass shooting spree at a North Texas mall in Frisco.
Oh.
Here we go.
Charges against you.
Seem a bit extreme, yeah.
This tall, slender, and soft-spoken teenager dressed in a green jail jumpsuit is a young man investigators call an ISIS sympathizer who tried to recruit two others to carry out a mass shooting at Stonebriar Center in Frisco in mid-May.
Do you consider yourself an ISIS sympathizer?
No comment.
The arrest affidavit describes extensive online messages between 17-year-old Mateen Aziz Girand and undercover FBI that consistently pointed to committing a violent attack in the United States and the supplies they would need to carry out the attack.
I mean, wow.
Wow.
That's scary.
No comment.
Yeah. 17 years old. Just so,
crazy.
You know. So again, and we hear about, this happens to be one that we do hear about, but they're, you know, and I don't know that I want to know that there
right.
may be other situations that were stopped before it became any kind of a situation like that.
Sure.
But
well, and give the FBI credit, you know, and I know they've come under a lot of hot water.
They have.
After Parkland and everything else, but being able to nip this in the bud, good job by them.
Yep. Let's see. Congressman Flores will join us today instead of usually
yesterday.
On Wednesdays. Oh, let me see.
We're chitting and chatting every day, though.
Well, we are. We just, yes, we do. We just, that's kind of what we do. We're like News Talk.
we talk on the radio sometimes so, better than
that's yeah, right. Yes. Yep. Sometimes, and, you know, sometimes we don't. So, let's see. Several, CNN reports that several representatives in the House of Representatives have sent a letter to the Norwegian Nobel Committee, formally nominating President Donald Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. So, we'll see. Nobody we see, I know here, anybody from Texas on this list. But anyway, if Mr. Trump were to win the award, he would be the fifth U.S.-American president to get the Nobel Prize, along with Teddy Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, Jimmy Carter, and Barack Obama.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I've got a new political name out there. This is not from around here, but it's in Tennessee. Kane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The wrestler.
Was that in your sports? Did I take one of your stories?
No.
Okay.
I just knew about it.
Real name is Glenn Jacobs, running for mayor of Knox County, Tennessee. If we were to figure out what the population of Knox County, Tennessee is, I wonder if there's a way we could do that. Preliminary results from Tuesday's primary election seem to indicate that he has won the Republican primary election by 17 votes.
451,000.
Yeah, Knoxville's in Knox County, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
It
right.
is.
So,
it is.
Yeah, 450, okay.
Yep.
So he says a lot of people look at me and say, oh, he's that wrestler guy. That's why people voted for him. But Mr. Jacobs tells the Knox News, that may have gotten my foot in the door with some people. Certainly the novelty of someone like me running in a race like this, but in the end, it was about the message. Well, hey, Jesse Ventura got elected the governor of Minnesota. So I guess you could have a wrestler as the mayor of Knox County, Tennessee. So there
but
you are.
Yeah, Knoxville is kind of smack dab in the middle
so
of it.
So now do we know, does Kane have a hold or a move that makes him well-known in WWE?
That I don't know about.
I would not know.
He is the half-brother of The Undertaker.
Oh.
He's a pyromaniacal. Uh-huh. Get that one right. Pyromaniacal, mentally disturbed younger half-brother of The Undertaker.
Oh.
He's 7 feet tall, 323 pounds is his billing.
What?
Professional wrestling career. Now, this is for Glenn Thomas Jacobs. His ring names, Angus King, Bruiser Mastino, Christmas Creature, Diesel, Doomsday.
He changed his name
English?
A lot. Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Changed his name a lot. He's 7 feet tall. He got elected mayor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man. Okay.
So there you go.
That's fun at ribbon cuttings.
Sure.
And he was in some slasher movie.
Was
too.
He?
Yeah, he was the bad guy in a slasher movie.
So there's that going for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
so, I mean, what if you're on the city council, are you going to argue with this guy?
That's what I mean.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor. I think you're out of line. What do you mean I'm out of line? Oh, nothing. Nothing.
Cool. Oh, well, then that's... There we are. Politics in Tennessee, then, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Scooby-Doo WrestleMania Mystery as himself.
Oh, he played himself?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want to be anybody else.
He was the main antagonist in See No Evil and See No Evil 2, which I believe was direct-to-DVD.
Okay.
Directed.
Boy, you
you know so much, Zach.
That is
I know, isn't it?
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
You're smart that way, guys.
Yeah, we needed to know that. All right, so anyhow, we'll see what else. I don't know. There's just nothing out there.
By the way, Scott, a tombstone pile driver was his big-time move, along with a choke slam.
Ooh, choke slam.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. I don't know that there's any way we can top that, so that's our segment for this morning at 6:46.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2018-2019 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July 3rd.
Just point, click, permit, tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2018-2019 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, May 5th, it's home insect control. Control of pests around the home can often be done by the homeowners. Come learn the proper procedures and knowing when to call in the professionals this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
By now, your shade trees are busily doing their thing. While that dense shade is much appreciated in the heat of the summer in Texas, there's a good chance that your turf grass isn't as grateful for the shade. What do you do when the grass won't grow in the shade? We're going to talk about that right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11 Trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes out signed. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752-GROW or order anytime at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. All of our lawn grasses in Texas need at least 4 hours of direct and reasonably intense sunlight each day if they're going to hold their own. In truth, some grasses need even more sunlight than that. St. Augustine and fescue can get by on the minimum, but Bermuda, Zoysia, and buffalo grass need 6 to 8 hours or they won't thrive. Actually, buffalo grass ought to have more than that. Your first symptom of a grass that isn't getting enough sunlight would be a gradual thinning. You'll see fewer blades and runners, and the soil will be much more visible. Eventually, bare patches will develop, and you'll be able to track them rather precisely to the shadiest parts of your lawn. Your first remedy would be to try a grass that is at least shade tolerant. If, however, you've already planted St. Augustine or fescue only to watch it also thin out from the shade, you might try removing one or two lower limbs from the offending tree. That might allow just enough sunlight to reach in underneath to keep the grass healthy and active. You may also have more trees than you actually need, in which case you might consider removing one or two of the weakest trees. You can help marginal stands of grass in dark corners by mowing it slightly higher. The blades of grasses in the shade tend to be more vertical, so higher mowings will leave more of the leaf blades intact for more efficient manufacture of foods. You'll also want to avoid walking on them as much as possible. They'll be far less resilient to the poundings of pets, kids, and other pedestrians. If all else fails, there are shade-tolerant ground covers that you might want to use. Now, true, you can't walk on them repeatedly, but you can always put stepping stones in strategic spots. Best among the shade salvations would include ajuga and English ivy, and then some of my favorites, mondo grass, regular mondo grass especially, also dwarf mondo grass and liriope and vinca minor, vinca major if you're in the southern 80% of Texas. If you have a small area, you want something really out of the ordinary, especially in northeast Texas, plant pachysandra. There are some really great shade options. I've always considered shade to be more of an opportunity than a real challenge to me. It's not a negative, it's a positive. I just have to rethink how I landscape. I live in a pecan forest, and so almost all of my turf grass is now gone. I've replaced it with mondo grass and liriope, some ferns, aspidistra in protected locations, and I have a lot of shade-tolerant shrubs. That would include the hollies and mahonias and other plants that can hold up to that shade. You can do it. You just have to think your way through it. Shade is a godsend. I'm Neil Sperry. Layering, a fun way to start new plants in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:52. Texas A&M women's basketball guard Dani Williams has announced via social media that she plans to leave as a graduate transfer. The Bryan College Station Eagle reported that Williams has already visited Connecticut and Texas and has been in contact with Mississippi State, South Carolina, Louisville, and UCLA. The Clovis, New Mexico native played a big role in the Aggie Sweet 16 run this past year, averaging 14.4 points per game and hitting a school record 71 three-pointers. Well, the field has been announced for the NCAA Bryan Regional in men's golf. The Aggies will serve as the number one seed and be joined by 12 other teams that include Baylor, Kentucky, Ole Miss, South Carolina, Georgia, and Mississippi State. Things get underway May 14th at Traditions Golf Club. Edwin Encarnacion homered three times and drove in six runs as the Cleveland Indians blasted the Texas Rangers yesterday 12-4. Texas starter Matt Moore lasted just four innings, allowing 10 runs on 11 base hits.
Yeah, it was a bad day. But, you know, throughout the game, I still felt like I had decent stuff. You know, it didn't feel like I was kind of just serving it up. I think that was part of the reason why I got hurt as bad as I did is because I kept going in the zone and kind of kept pitching like they weren't doing what they were doing. And it wound up getting bigger than I'd like it to. But, yeah, four-run you know, 4-run deficit in the first right there. Got to do way better than 5 runs coming out for the next inning.
Now, about the only good news for the Rangers was that Nomar Mazara, Juan Centeno, and Joey Gallo all went deep. Texas returns home tonight to take on the Boston Red Sox at 7:05. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. In Houston, the Astros were shut out for the second straight night as they fell to the New York Yankees 4-0. Yanks starter Luis Severino picked up the win on the mound, allowing just 5 hits in the first complete game of his career.
The night was about Severino, obviously. He completely dominated the night. We didn't have an answer for him. Put a little bit of stress on him in the seventh, but other than that, he was dialed in.
Astros skipper A.J. Hinch after the loss. Giancarlo Stanton provided the firepower for New York, homering twice and driving in all 4 runs. The Astros will look to pull off a split of the 4-game series this afternoon when they square off against the Yanks at 1:10 at Minute Maid. Joe Ingles had a career-high 27 points, and the Utah Jazz used a big fourth quarter to beat the Houston Rockets last night 116-108 and tie the Western Conference semifinals at a game apiece. Here's Houston head man Mike D'Antoni after the loss.
Yeah, the other night they were missing some of those shots. Tonight they didn't miss them. Ingles and Crowder, especially in the first couple quarters, they were hitting things that, you know, we just didn't have the necessary. Then we started switching and not switching, and we got messed up because we didn't have the right intensity. When you do that, then you start trying to figure it out, and now you're lost. And, you know, we just lost our way first half, and I thought we played better. So, you know, series is on. We have to get it going now.
James Harden scored 32 points and dished out 11 assists for the Rockets, who will head to Salt Lake City this Friday for Game 3. And the Dallas Stars will reportedly hire Jim Montgomery to be their next head coach. The 48-year-old Montgomery has spent the last 5 seasons at the University of Denver, where he led the Pioneers to a national title last season. He'll take over for Ken Hitchcock, who retired last month, and will become a consultant for the Stars. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Hi, Jan. I was wondering why you say that your summer starts at your Toyota dealer.
Well, May is the start of summer, right?
True.
And with great offers on our big selection of Toyotas now through June 4th, you can get the reliable Toyota you need to get you to all the events that summer has to offer. Like drive up and visit your mom for Mother's Day.
Oh, son, it's so good to see you. You'll never guess what happened at bingo.
Or go camping over Memorial Day weekend. How about see your nephew graduate from college? Or go down to the lake for 4th of July fireworks.
Wow, there's so many places to go. I just don't know which one to pick. You know what? I'm going to do them all.
So all I needed was B9, and then they called B8. I mean, that's really cool.
That's the spirit.
Be ready for all that summer has to offer with big savings on a new Toyota. Choose from favorites like Camry, Corolla, RAV4, Tundra, and more. Offers end June 4th. Hurry to your participating Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, I'm Mark Hamlin. I want to thank you for the past 23 years as serving as your district clerk of Brazos County. Today, I want to endorse Margaret Meese to succeed me. Margaret Meese will develop a partnership with the experienced staff that we currently have. Margaret's legal and technical background will allow her to properly administer the many duties of the district clerk, including jury services, e-filing for all courts, and managing $3.5 million in fiduciary funds. Her diplomatic nature will continue the progress for Brazos County. It has been very rewarding to me personally to know the quality of people and the expertise that we have in Brazos County is second to none. Margaret Meese will continue this tradition.
Knowing me as an attorney, Justice of the Peace, Brazos County Department Head, fellow Republican and friend, current District Clerk Mark Hamlin sought me, Margaret Meese, out and encouraged me to run, saying that I will be well able to continue the work that he started in this office. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
You've seen them outperform other mini excavators on the job site, and you've wondered how to pronounce its funny name. By the way, it's Yanmar, and ASAP Equipment is your only local Yanmar dealer. For over 50 years, Yanmar has been a name you can trust for compact construction equipment. Now, ASAP Equipment has the Yanmar mini excavators you need to withstand even the toughest working conditions. Call, click, or swing by ASAP Equipment at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road and request your Yanmar on-site demo today.
Hey, good morning. A couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Major League Baseball is in trouble.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of rich guys playing a slow game, mm-hmm. and they're doing everything they can to try to get, you know, young people to watch it again.
But, right.
You know, you think about oh, rub a little dirt on it, it'll be fine. That's the kind of thing that happens in baseball. Then you found out that Mickey Mantle used to walk up the runway to the dressing room to smoke a cigarette in between innings. And from then on, it's just they've gone to hell in a handbasket. Next thing you know, they're wearing jewelry out there. Did you hear what happened to Jonas Cespedes yesterday?
No.
This is a guy who plays for the New York Mets, and they're in Atlanta last night playing a game, and he apparently sliding into second base when his diamond-encrusted necklace...
Last
here.
Night's game's late. Brian Snitker, the manager of the Braves, opted to keep the left-hander Minter in to face Cespedes. That's diamonds?
Oh, his chain broke, and those are the
that's some
the
iron.
Residue.
The residue. Yeah.
The residue?
Well, the
diamonds.
Yoenis Cespedes' necklace exploded.
His diamond necklace explodes, okay?
Why on earth would you wear... little diamonds all over the field.
Why would you wear your good jewelry?
I know.
That doesn't make any sense.
Don't you go ahead and just
use... Yeah, you feel good. You play good.
Well,
if you're going to wear a chain, just wear a chain. Don't wear...
You could wear your Cuban zirconians when you're out there.
Right. Your CZs.
Terrible. 87 for a high today. Be 83 on Friday and a pretty good chance of rain. 74 right now. O'Brien Broadcasting Station, News Talk 1620, WTAW, College Station, Brian.